In his review of the Hollywood biopic, The Imitation Game, NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff breaks a code in record time, solving it for useful STEM connections and a discussion of social issues.
This war, we're not winning it. If you speak a word of what I'm about to show you, you will be executed for high treason.
It's beautiful. It's the greatest encryption device in history, and the Germans use it for all communications.
Everyone thinks Enigma is unbreakable.
Let me try.
A major Oscar contender for 2014, The Imitation Game opens as police investigate a break-in at the home of Alan Turing in the early 1950s. The investigation delves into Turing's private life and is interwoven with the story of his work to break the Enigma code during World War II. Turing, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, worked along with hundreds of others, mathematicians, linguists, historians, and technicians at Bletchley Park, a top-secret military intelligence facility in central England. Though there are a number of historical problems with the film, teachers can use it to make some nice STEM education connections. First, a little history. During World War II, a great deal of military communication was sent by radio signals that, as Turing says in the film, any schoolboy with an AM set could intercept. To prevent the Allies from understanding their communications, the Germans encrypted messages and then sent them in Morse code. To someone without a key to the cipher, the message would just be a string of random letters. With the key, the random letters could be decrypted into the real message. Enigma was a machine invented by the Germans that simplified encryption and decryption, and it had a number of settings that were changed each day, so the code for each day was unique. Without knowing the settings on the machine, breaking the code was essentially impossible because of the number of possible settings that would have to be eliminated. The basic Luftwaffe Enigma was broken by Polish cryptographers in the 1930s, who shared their work with the French and English just before the war began in 1939. The work depicted in the film, The Imitation Game, was on the German Navy Enigma machine, which was more complex. Some of the work at Bletchley centered on building electronic computers that could determine the initial wiring of the Enigma machines and then quickly decode intercepted German messages. Teams at Bletchley worked to keep up with updates to the Enigma machines and procedures and were largely successful in decoding German messages. The fact that the Enigma had been defeated was one of the most closely guarded secrets of the war, so the Germans would continue to use their no longer secret codes. Alan Turing mainly worked on an electromechanical computer, or BOM, with a small team, including Joan Clark, played by Keira Knightley.
You have 6 minutes to complete the task.
Is it even possible?
No, it takes me 8. 5 minutes and 34 seconds.
You said to do it in under 6.
In the film, Clark was recruited to work at Bletchley through an advertisement in the newspaper, which was actually a difficult crossword puzzle with a note that if you could solve it in less than 10 minutes, then you should call a government office. Clark was actually recruited through one of her university advisors, as she had done exceptionally well in a college mathematics program. In addition to changing how Clark was brought into the project, the contribution of women to the work at Bletchley Park is substantially understated in the film. About 75% of the personnel were women, and 4 women held key roles and made major contributions to the work. I recommend the TV series The Bletchley Circle from 2012 for a further look at female codebreakers, and the website Women Codebreakers, a link to which is posted in the online version of this review. The film's title refers to a paper by Alan Turing published in 1950 that describes what has come to be called the Turing test. In the paper, Turing considers whether machines can be said to think, and proposes a test that could establish the possibility that a machine was thinking. Imagine a conversation held via instant message between an interviewer and 2 subjects. One of the subjects is a person, and the other is a machine programmed to answer questions. If the interviewer is unable to determine which of the subjects is a real person, then the program could be said to have passed the Turing test, and Turing might argue that the machine was thinking. Now, Turing acknowledged that what happens in a human brain and what happens in the machine are very different, so human and machine thinking would not be the same, even if the outcomes were indistinguishable. Finally, life science teachers could use the subplot about the death of Turing's school friend, Christopher, to introduce a discussion of tuberculosis and disease crossing from one species to another. TB is caused by a bacterium, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and is usually successfully treated with antibiotics. But before 1947, there was no cure for TB, just supportive care. Christopher, Turing's only friend at boarding school, died of bovine TB, which he caught from drinking infected milk. Bovine tuberculosis is caused by a different but related bacterium, Mycobacterium bovis, which sometimes infects humans. TB infection of cattle is not uncommon even today, but pasteurization of milk prevents transmission of the bacteria to people. Though we don't see much coverage of it on the news, TB is a major global health problem, particularly in the developing world. According to the Gates Foundation's TB project, 2012 recorded 1.3 million deaths from the disease and an estimated 8.6 million new cases. For teachers looking to make connections across science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the Imitation Game can provide some inspiration in spite of overlooking important contributions and altering history in places. Teachers with an interest in the history and sociology of science might also explore the impact of Turing's homosexuality on the reception of his work in the late 20th century.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Our patience has expired.
No!
If you fire Alan, well then you'll have to fire me.
Me too.
And me.
Better bloody work.